Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of May I Talk. This is the show where we see it and do not zip it. Today's episode is very, very sensitive. It's because we are here to talk about how we feel towards what's going on in our country, Nigeria. Today we'll be discussing the issue of police brutality. A lot has been happening, guys. I have my four musketeers here today with me. Manny, yeah. Danny,
huzzah.
Will, Mr. A,
what's up?
Thank you for joining me on this episode once more. So we are all aware that Nigerians are protesting. We are raising all, we are bringing out all awareness on what's going on in Nigeria because we cannot take it anymore. The brutality is getting too much, especially with the SARS. Mr. A, have you experienced the SARS issue before?
I've experienced it just once, but in terms of like police, you know, trying to, you know, get stuff from you, trying to obtain you, a lot in Lagos, you know, they just, you know, they try, you know, some of them is even plotted with the like transportation people, the people that do Uber. Now they have a network where they know, oh, this guy has money, this guy brought his laptop. You know, try and meet him somewhere, say he's doing yahoo yahoo, and then take things from him. Wow. And then some other people, it even gets worse, you know. Some other people, some politicians use them, and then they say it's inspection or whatever. It's actually a hit, and then they kill them. Remember that guy that died yesterday, last year, that he was in interrogation, and then he never left.
Oh, yeah.
You know that even Davido and them, they were tweeting about him. So that's what, I mean, I've not really... like gone to prison and stuff, but I know people that have suffered, you know, terribly.
I know a lot of you guys don't really come to Nigeria, so but have you ever experienced police brutality in any way in your life before?
No,
not really. Okay,
no.
Mr. Danny, Mr. Manny, you too. Wow, wonderful. Mr. Will,
I have a friend experience that kind of affected me because he was a very close friend of mine, and They arrested him. I won't mention the exact size of his, but they tortured him for days until he confessed a crime he's never done in his life.
Jesus.
They tortured him until he told them he was a cultist.
Wow.
He's never been a cultist in his life. But like he thought, like, if I just say this,
they'll let me go.
And they didn't even contact his family when they arrested him. They didn't even allow him a call or anything. They had nothing on him. No proof of any wrongdoing. The only proof they finally got was torturing him to say he did something.
Wow.
And then, so back then I had to reach out to some friends, and we had to try to reach out to some guys that were, you know, high ranking in the police force and everything there to try to get him out. So it was a really tough time. At the end of the day, his family really had to put in a lot of money to secure his release. Hundreds of thousands had to be put in to get him to come home. And he did nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. All he did that day, he was coming from a friend's burial, and then they just arrested him.
Yeah. I mean, it is crazy. This goes on in Nigeria like over and over again. The one that gets to me the most is you are not what you wear. The fact that you have dreadlocks, the fact that you have your ear pierced as a guy, the fact that you decide to wear a very skimpy dress as a woman, which I've been arrested for before. And I remember my experience. I used to work as a PRO in a club, and I was so exhausted from serving people and talking to, you know, clients or whatever. And I decided to go and rest in my friend's car. I was sleeping and I just heard a knock on the, you know, the window. Get down, come down. Blah, 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 blah. I was wondering what is going on. My friend was like, what's going on? I'm like, say your address. I just like a shower. Before I know, they put me in the van. Before I could even call anyone out, I was already in the police cell. And I kept on asking you, what is my crime? They didn't tell me what my crime was. All I knew is they said I must pay 20,000. Okay, me, I'm a very stubborn kitty girl. I cannot pay 20,000. I'm not earning 20,000. I'm just a student working, you know, to make my life better. We see this going on a lot in Nigeria, and I feel like people are really tired. Do you think that dreadlocks and what you wear should be a reason why a policeman will see you as a yahoo yahoo guy or a fraudster?
Makes no sense.
Yeah, but don't you think that because of the reputation Nigeria have already as well?
And I mean, we all know that Nigeria, we have a terrible problem with fraud and with, you know, we know what's going on with the whole wash property thing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is that you should not let that bias, you know, and then most of these sort of people are actually, they're criminals. You should not let that bias now make you attack those people that are honestly making money, honestly trying to do better for themselves. You know, make their stuff. My mom, she says, say this thing that it's better for 99 people, right, to escape when they did something wrong than one person to go for something that they did not commit.
False accusation.
So, absolutely, there are so many innocent lives that, you know, and that's the problem. They don't even get the guilty ones. It's always the innocent people that suffer in Nigeria.
Yeah,
always the innocent people and the people that don't have money.
And also, do you know that when they created for Denny and Manny that really don't know much about, you know, about the Nigerian SARS, they created SARS armed robbery, like
anti-robbery,
armed robbers. All of a sudden, it became
Why are they doing DEA job? Why are they doing profiling job? Why are they doing traffic jobs?
Nonsense.
Why are they doing everything but their jobs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it's even so sick that, for example, if a friend of mine that smokes marijuana. Yeah, we know that marijuana is not that legal in Nigeria, but come on. I mean, everybody does it. Let's be honest. I'm not saying that everybody's just an expression. Like in Nigeria, you still find like 80% of people do marijuana. Now, you SARS people, you will seize marijuana from someone's pocket. People will go and smoke it. I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't understand why it had to get to this point. And also, what is you people's president doing? What are the governors doing?
What president
what
are you talking about?
The pastors doing? Don't insult President Buhari.
I'm just asking.
Don't
insult for clarity's sake.
Your president.
So be sure we have one.
Do not insult your president. Now, celebrities are speaking up. But also, let's look into it. How many rich people have SARS disturbed?
Of course not.
Well, that's the thing. How you define richness in Nigeria? Mm-hmm. Now, money past money.
Yeah. So is
There's
this
money you can't touch?
So is this SARS thing focused on just the less privileged?
Of course.
You won't hear.
No, I don't think. Really. I think this SARS thing works both ways. I have a friend that the dad is one of the ministers in Nigeria currently, and he has more SARS this thing than I do.
Experience.
Right, like they extort him almost on a daily.
Yeah, he
once
must,
he drives
he must...
out of his house.
But that one,
are you sure it's not his father's enemies? People that are trying to
they're not trying to kill him. They're not trying to get money from him.
But even that, even the experience is different. Like in a normal, if a normal Nigerian meets a SARS person, it won't be more of "I might die right now."
It's more like
"Oh, this boy gonna take my money from me."
Yeah.
I have to go to the ATM and take it. Exactly.
And I think in his case, most times it's not necessarily like they know who he is. It's just mostly because of
how he's dressing, the kind of car.
Shows out with a flashy car, and then they pick him up. And you know, even when he's not telling them who, at the end of the day, once you're already in that office, you have to bless them. So he has to definitely go to the bank and always lose some money whenever he meets them, right? But then if he's probably someone that is more or less privileged, it's always a life or death situation.
Yeah,
because he could die at any moment. You know,
yeah, but then you. My problem is we're all shouting Black Lives Matter. Don't you people think this is? Don't is it that the SARS people don't think it is sick in their head to actually kill someone that did nothing wrong? If actually Black Lives Matter, I'm just saying,
I'm not trying to defend them all, but if you've done something so many times and never ever been punished for it, why would you think it's wrong?
So you believe.
The government
SARS
has
should
never,
be punished.
Up to this point, they've never been. They've never been punished for it. Like, have you ever heard about an officer going to jail for shooting somebody wrongly in Nigeria?
And that's true.
They're almost above the law in Nigeria, because that's the problem.
They are the law.
Exactly. It's almost what it seems like, you know.
So,
like,
but do you think it should be abolished?
Yes.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Now, this is my question. Sorry. If all of you think, let us end SARS, right?
Yes.
Are they going to fire them, or are they shoving them into another unit?
Exactly.
Okay. For personally, I was having this conversation earlier today with a friend, and we spent some minutes debating on what should be done. So I had two options I suggested. At the end of the day, it's not up to me, but I think the first one is either they might not necessarily be sacked. They don't have to sack them. You could once you because the biggest problem we have with SARS in Nigeria is first of all is that unit, it has lost its cause. They don't know their job anymore, and they're already rogue. So definitely you have to close that unit.
Okay.
There's no, it's non-negotiable. So when you close that unit, you have two options. You could actually decide to keep these people, but what you have to do is like you retrain these people, more rigorous training, people that need, some of them really need therapy, make sure they get enough therapy as much as they need. You understand? And actually do a psychological evaluation of these guys. Because some of them are actually mental. Yeah. Some of them are mad.
Do we have psychotherapists in Nigeria?
They do. There are universities in Nigeria teaching that. So I'm sure we have some people that...
Really? Okay. All right, Mr. A, right? So, like you said, they need psychological evaluation. I think they need not just psychological evaluation. I feel like the entire police...
Need reforming.
Reformation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I believe we don't have detectives in Nigeria. That's my first thing. Mm. Two, if you tell a average Niger policeman to run 200 meters, he would die the first 2 meters. No jokes, because they don't have any form of fitness.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think... I'm not even looking at the president right now, because clearly the president doesn't know what's going on. How do you think a governor of a state can help reform the police?
You see, the police is a national, is a federal body, so you can't really do that. They have state police, but this police structure itself is federal. I honestly don't know, because the problem is, like you guys said, if you fire these people, right? So, and then there are a lot of them, there are hundreds, you know, the whole Lagos. These guys will be jobless. Mm-hmm. Meaning what? They're going to go back to what they were doing, because as we saw now, you have to be a robber. Part of the requirements of SARS is that you have to be, experienced ex-convict. So they're going to go back to, you know, doing that. That's going to bring back, you know, corruption. It's going to bring back robberies and deaths.
But the robberies never stopped.
But then, you don't think there will be a lot when there are hundreds of people out there without a job?
It will increase drastically.
I mean, the thing I feel like I see people making the mistake about is that they think the guys that are in this uniform, that they've really stopped being armed robbers. Because I keep hearing these rumors and reading stuff that a lot of these guys, on their spare time, they are still part of the armed robbers.
Yeah,
but
they are.
Kidnappers and political touts. You understand? On their non-spare time, they are still robbing innocent Nigerian youths. So these guys are literally armed robbers almost every single time of the day. But that's what I was saying, right? You don't have to necessarily sack them. The point is you have to disband that unit. Because there's a lot of problem with that unit. The fact that they can operate without uniforms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you even come in contact with these guys, you don't know whether you're meeting the police
or kidnappers.
So I sometimes even feel like maybe there might actually be people that are also using AK-47s to carry out some crimes too. Mm-hmm. That might actually think that are SARS members, because we can't differentiate. These guys are supposed to be like some intelligence unit in the police force, but because that is not happening, right? So you have a lot of complacencies and a lot of confusion.
Okay, let me throw in one question to the group, right? Do you guys think if each state have their own police, do you think it will help a lot?
Depends on, like, are we looking at this as a isolated incident, or are we assessing as Nigerian incident?
Nigerian.
If it's a Nigerian incident, eventually it will become a corrupt entity, but initially it will help.
Really?
They have to ask how much, in fact, how much are they even putting right now in the national budget towards security and police? Have you been to the police barracks in Lagos?
No.
They still use pit latrine there.
What?
Literally, yes. And
you guys are not seeing those pictures. They see you spit like I've actually been there. I've not entered, but I've been there. It's worse that they had this old school cemented this thing. So those guys they suffered. Let's not say they didn't. They go through that, they suffered. Have you seen a soldier training in Nigeria? It's not easy to get there. That's why when you get there, your head is like, you know,
all your intention is to hurt
people. And they get there too, and they're not being paid well. So eventually, a lot of them have to stop people.
You asked the question earlier to Mr. Anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave an answer to that question, because he said that police is a federal body.
Mm-hmm.
And so the person that's policing you, if you're in Ondo, was brought in from God. He doesn't know what is good or sacred to your people, to your culture. He cannot speak to you. Your tonalities, your likes and dislikes, your idioms. But if, as you said, it was a local body, that police are sourced from for that state,
mm-hmm.
and they know that, ah, this is a war, we cannot do,
mm-hmm.
or that's just masquerade. Them flogging that girl is not abuse. She's not meant to be around for this.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But with Nigeria, the way it is, slowly, money will seep into the thing. They'll lose their focus. And just like SARS, they'll lose their way.
Okay, so one question again. Women are ruling the world. Do you guys think... Excuse me. Look,
okay.
Women are ruling the world. You can
yes,
hear me. Guys,
agree.
You can hear me. We are ruling
we agree,
the world.
Yes.
Was he ever contested?
Do you guys think if we have more female police officers, there'll be lesser... There'll be more logical way to see things?
No.
No. I thought I was thinking your way until I actually, you know, heard what's going on in real life and what the policewoman are doing.
You know, was
yeah,
the police...
I'm not going to say her name,
but it was the policewoman that ordered to get that guy shot, the guy that got shot today.
Oh my God.
Yeah, her this thing is trending on Twitter, picture. It was her. So those policewomen are very, very, very...
But imagine we have new set of well-trained people. People that went to police academy, like Quantico and stuff.
Mm.
Like, with good psychological evaluation.
It's not a gender thing.
I just feel like it'd be more tender, you know?
No, actually, I lean towards a woman.
I think women were, but not in higher management, not on the road, not in,
I'm talking about proper, well-trained, legally, and not just like, oh, I lock you up, is oh, you committed this crime, which is a violation to this part of our code, and the legal action or ramification of this crime is that they know that.
So
they
if it's the training that is making them better, it's not the gender that is the issue.
But the way... See,
no, but I feel like the masculinity
about, see,
is...
If you break into my house, I say, I'm a criminal. Okay, I'm not a criminal. If somebody's a criminal, and a man, if a man's a criminal, and another man breaks into the house, I'm like, I'm here to arrest you. The first kick is, let's fight.
Yes. But
if
it's
a woman...
If a woman
comes, I'm like, please, we know you did this, this, and this. If you come to us now, we can give you the help you need after yourself... Your first one, not to even if you don't want to go with her, is not to start fight or not to harm people around you.
Just
like
to respect her.
Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm not looking at the criminal mind how it should be looked at.
Yeah,
but that's just my.
Because I feel like for criminal, right? When a policeman walks into arrest them, it depends on the person. Some of them either want to probably kill the policeman, whether you're a man or a woman. Some of them probably want to surrender. You understand? It doesn't really.
So are you saying gender has no hand in it?
I don't, because I used to always think in that line a bit.
Mm.
Then it wasn't necessarily about police. It was mostly then I had a friend that always told me about politics. If you had more female politicians in Nigeria, they wouldn't be as greedy or something like
I
that.
Agree.
Right?
Nah,
and then
no.
I look at people
great?
Like the I won't mention her name,
mm-hmm.
but we know the former minister of petrol.
No, that is one out of let me tell you.
No, I'm just giving
I am in support that if more women are in politics, there'll be a little bit more focus for Nigeria.
Yes,
let me tell you
I
something.
Agree.
Women are very, very when it comes to business and emotions, we are good at that. First of all, a woman, see, except a very greedy woman, right? A very greedy person, like the woman that, you know, the minister, we don't want to call her
mm-hmm.
name, but I can call her name, I don't care. But if women are in politics, before they do anything, they'll first think about, oh, I have children. Oh, even if they want to steal, they'll not steal like stealing for side chick. like some people will do wardrobe allowance for their side chick,
but
their mistress.
Some of them have come and get side nigga now.
Yeah,
right?
But
the way they'll steal for that guy won't be the way like a man would take his woman to Paris.
They do worse.
I don't know, go and buy one condo in Ondo and one small Toyota.
I'll
just say don't steal.
Should I say something? A woman will want to keep a side nigga on a low. Because why? Respect African that woman thing. African people, so she's a slut, so she's a whore.
I think it's more the side niggas that like to be on the low,
but a senator's side chick does not want to be on the low. She wants to live the La Vida local life. She wants to show to her friend that oh man, this senator is actually taking
me. So it's
me
not
to
even about the senator. It's about the side chick versus side dude.
Oh yeah, to
so,
some
yeah,
point.
So that's what I'm saying. It's not even the guy's problems. Most side guys often know their places.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to be on the low.
But side girls don't really know their
places. But you know, that's
the
original
question.
The
question though is that if a woman, to me, you ask her personal opinion,
yeah.
in higher levels of administration, in the police, that she's making thinking decisions that we should run the police like this. Like, instead of, if we give pay our boys money, and this is a very unpopular solution, if a policeman is being paid a ridiculous amount of money, when you stretch your hand to give him 20 naira, he will first slap you. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. But now that for 20 naira, he can send you back and kill somebody.
Yeah, because I feel like, see, the police reformation, like you people said, right? The environment alone makes them very angry. You know, it makes them really upset. Oh, I don't use iPhone. You are using iPhone. Yeah. Open your phone. You're a Yahoo Yahoo boy. Oh, see your car. You're driving a Mercedes. I'm driving a Toyota Corolla. Do you understand? That's if you even have a Toyota Corolla. Most of the time, they take buses home. Most of the police. It starts with the government reforming the police buildings, their salary, increase it.
But when they do that, though, they should equally increase the rules which judge them by.
Oh, if I was a police head, I don't know what they call them, the IG, whatever. IG, For example, if your salary is 100,000 as a policeman, I'm saying, and then all of a sudden, maybe you can have a private account. Thank God BVN is linked to everything. I'm saying that you're having way more money than that 100K. We'll audit your account. Mm-hmm. Well, and then also, policemen should go to jail. You kill, you go to jail. Well, you kill.
At the very least, there's trial so that you can deceive us and say, we tried him.
And the trial must be televised.
It depends on your ranking.
Have you ever televised your election? We're talking about trial.
The biggest problem we have in Nigeria, right? Jesus. And this is not even just a police problem. Mm. And the police is just a symptom. It keeps highlighting that problem. Mm. We lack check and balances in Nigeria. We've always lacked that. You understand, every agency should have some sort of check and balance.
Both internal and external.
Internal and external. And that's the biggest problem we have from all our government parasites down to the police. So this is one of the reasons why SARS failed. SARS was supposed to be like the SWAT team we have in the US where
they show up only
when there are, you know, a bank robbery going on and stuff like that. But all of a sudden, you start seeing them in the streets, start seeing them on,
asking them to do everything.
On these guys, carrying young boys to ATM machines and all those kind of things. This is not their job. And to show you how bad it gets, the other day I was listening to the PR of the police and he was saying some stupid stuff like that SARS can be scraped because they are even involved in the Boko Haram. I was like, what?
Oh, yeah, I read that.
And then he said something about they have to catch guys that are importing drugs. That the people protesting are the guys that are importing drugs.
They said that
the guys that are Yahoo. Is this the job of the SARS unit? You understand? Mm-hmm. This is not their job description. But if the guy that was the PRO of the police in the whole federation doesn't have this small information, then you see the problem is bigger than we think. You understand? Yeah, it goes as far as the top.
Yeah, it does.
So we need check and balance.
I think in general, to just end everything, I think, and we talked about this in the last episode, I think, and it's something also that pastors have actually come out to say, I think Nigeria needs to be restructured. Mm-hmm. I think that's actually the genesis of the whole problem.
Do you think we should all go our separate ways?
I think in a certain way, because now, I was just reading something on my phone now about the governor of Oyo State was talking about the person that died today. One person died, five people were injured. Mm-hmm. And then he was talking about how I'm going to contact the commissioner of police in Oyo State. And then guess what the name of the person is? Nwachukwu something for in Oyo State commissioner of police.
Wow. So
that's how most of these things are. Even in the military.
In the north. They bring, when they do all these exercises, like almost more than half of them are all from the north. And then the Igbos and the Yorubas have to share 10%. Mm-hmm. Of the space that is left. So I think in general there needs to be structure in Nigeria because it's crazy. And I'm not trying to abuse any part of the country, but if you do statistics, you will find out that the northern part of the country is less educated than the southern parts of the southern regions.
Yes. Yes.
If you look at it, so and then we're putting those people in most of the part. I'm not trying to abuse anybody, but in general, people should stay in their sections. I agree with that. I agree with the north having the north. I mean, how can I be going to Ogun State and then the governor, the police, this thing is that I'm something, something, something? Come on, it doesn't make sense to me.
And you know the reverse effect of that. Mm-hmm. When you go down to the north inflicted Boko Haram areas, you find out that it's these southern guys that are dying there.
Yeah,
because you send Igbo guys and Yoruba guys down to South Sudan to kill Boko Haram. You understand?
Yeah.
But don't you think the fight against terrorism in the north would actually be more effective if you had veterans that speak the language,
of course,
know the areas better, that are actually fighting these guys? Because they will know them. They can easily catch them better.
Oh my God.
But you have this system that is really messed up and it keeps happening.
Okay, guys, this topic is big, and but we need to go. Yeah, we need to go right now. All we have to say is end SARS, end police brutality, because we are so tired of seeing our family, our friends die, even strangers die. And we are very happy that celebrities came out to join the movement, even though some people are doing it for clout. But you're doing it for clout, you still came out.
Exactly.
As far as it's helping the movement.
Yeah, as far as it's helping the movement.
And to the guys that lost their lives, yeah. RIP to everyone. Yes. The ones you know, the ones you don't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
I pray their family finds comfort in these times, and I hope things change for the better.
Amen. Yes. All right, guys, this is the end of this episode. It was fun. It was educative. It was informative. And I'm hoping to have the four musketeers here again one day very soon. All right, please remember to tune in to every episode, listen to it, and drop a review, subscribe as well, and also follow us on Instagram @MayITalk_. Have a very wonderful week. See you again.